How bad is it in Tenerife? Let's go straight there this morning. Hundreds of people, including Irish tourists, remained in quarantine at a hotel in Tenerife. On the line, I'm joined by a Dublin journalist based in Tenerife, Cliona O'Flynn. Good morning to you, Cliona.
Good morning, Declan. How are you?
I'm fine, and you? How are you?
I'm fine. It's been a while. We're old friends.
Indeed, it's great to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you.
And the reason I'm saying how are you, because people say, oh, Tenerife, that's where coronavirus is. Is it only in that hotel?
At the moment, it's only in that hotel on the island of Tenerife. Now, we do have, since yesterday, another case confirmed on a smaller island called La Gomera, which is just off the west coast of Tenerife. And this is a woman who was in Italy between the 4th and 8th of February. She's been home. She felt sick from the 11th of February. She's just been at home and didn't connect her symptoms with coronavirus, and then realized when this happened that she might be ill, went to the doctors 2 days ago, and they confirmed it yesterday. So we have kind of five live cases, if you like, on the islands. But here in Tenerife, we've had no new cases since yesterday. So in a sense, there's a slight reduction in the panic levels, if you like.
Right. And these other cases, do we know how the people came to possibly contract it?
Right. So the four cases in the hotel in Tenerife, the very first person to present himself to a doctor was an Italian doctor who's from Lombardy, which is, we know, is the north of Italy where all the glut of cases is there. And he realized he had traveled over with his wife and eight other travelers in their group, fellow friends. And he presented to a local clinic on Monday, not feeling well, and quite quickly they realized it was the coronavirus. He was sent to the main hospital, and then his wife was also tested positive. The following day, two other guests from the group of 10 tested positive, but the other six have tested negative. So that was already a good sign. But the four of those four people are all from the same traveling group, all traveled from Italy on the 17th of February. So what you do have now is those four are in hospital in the north of Tenerife. They're all very well, apparently in an excellent state of health. They're obviously under observation. But you do have a lockdown. You have a hotel in lockdown. Some people might argue it's not the worst place in the world to be locked into. There's four swimming pools. The weather is lovely. But it's restrictive. You are basically being held inside a hotel and they can't leave. There is a chance that up to 100 guests might be leaving today because they would have arrived after this doctor had left the premises. And since there have been no further cases outside his group and all of these 100 people would have tested negative, they are saying that there's a good chance that they might be allowed to leave today. I have no idea if there are Irish guests among that group. The embassy in Madrid, while they did tell me they are offering consular assistance to Irish tourists, so we know there are Irish tourists there and we know from social media they're there. I don't know which part of the hotel they're in or which groups they belong to.
Right, and they're there, and they have to stay there, of course, for the 14 days to see if symptoms present themselves.
They do, and they seem to be divided into two distinct groups. So there is a group who might have shown some minor symptoms, but not coronavirus symptoms yet. Maybe they had a cough or a fever, and they have been asked to stay in their rooms, and so they're being checked. There's a medical team 24/7 now in the hotel with them. The Canarian government has sent down a medical team. And then the rest of the guests that have tested completely negative are allowed to use the facilities. 3 weeks ago we did have another case of a German tourist also in that smaller island of La Gomera. He was on holidays with four friends. He tested positive and the five of them were held in isolation for 14 days and then went home because they were cleared. So the islands have dealt with this a couple of weeks ago, and they are hoping now that the way they are dealing with it this time will also prove to be the best way to handle it. I know I've heard that there have been kind of panic messages from British tourists to Boris Johnson saying, you know, send in the troops and evacuate us from this hotel and we don't think we're safe. And then the alarming thing, I suppose, is that a case just in the last couple of hours we see in the UK that one person who has been in Tenerife has now tested positive. There is no news that I can see as to what part of Tenerife this person had been staying in. So I've no idea if that's connected to this hotel in the Costa del Este region.
Yeah. And what about the local population? Are they raising questions like, how did this doctor get from the airport, perhaps, to into the hotel? Was it in a taxi? Is the taxi
it
man...
It was a bus.
A bus, okay. So the bus driver and
that
fellow
driver
passengers.
Has been Yeah, but he was with his group, and apparently he's an elderly gentleman. He didn't kind of stray very far from his room, and he wasn't out and about much. We did... Luckily, in a sense, suffer some very bad sandstorms and high winds at the weekend, so people weren't out. They weren't strolling around the local shops and restaurants. So that would have kept him confined for a few days. And he's a doctor. I think he began to realize he wasn't very well, and he stayed in his room. And then when he obviously clicked that it was the coronavirus, he got a taxi to the private clinic. That taxi driver has also been spoken to and been tested. And the local authorities are they're using people, I mean, they're kind of allowing people to be trustworthy in a sense. I'm talking about hotel staff. So hotel staff that were there when the doctor was there have had to be quarantined as well. But their colleagues who would be on shifts with them, they have signed documents, signed authorizations, signed a promise that they will abide by kind of self-containment rules so they can come in, do their shifts, and they go straight home. And these would only be workers that don't have elderly relatives or children living with them. And they're being trusted to abide by these rules so that they don't put themselves or anybody else in danger. So the authorities they're not kind of closing everybody in. They are assuming that people will actually behave themselves, in a sense. That's right. The local workers, because obviously that has an effect too. And then with regard to the local population, those of us who live here, none of us are wearing masks. We're going to the shops, my kids in school today. People are going about their daily business as normal because we have to. And then the third leg of this, if you're going to let me keep talking, Declan, because I can talk forever.
I certainly can. In the nicest possible way.
is obviously tourism is hugely important to the islands. It's our industry. It's our chief main motor industry. So already they have local papers like Canarian Weekly. Their logo on Facebook now is Keep Calm and Love Tenerife, because, you know, they know we have to keep people happy with their destination. And the regional government has already called together a commission with the local tourism officers, the promotional agencies, and all of the hotel associations to sit down and think, right, how are we going to start now to combat the negative impact that this is going to have? Because obviously it's going to have a negative impact. Mm-hmm. So they're already busy looking at ways to promote the health of the destination, because it's very important that people continue to believe that Tenerife and the Canary Islands are a healthy destination. Winter is one of our big times. We can't have people deciding not to travel to Tenerife. I know some people will. That's their right. But we are hoping that if this can be properly managed and controlled, that we will be seen, I'm saying we because I believe in the islands as a destination, so that the islands will have been seen to have handled this in a proper way and people won't be afraid to come back here.
Indeed. And if these were the only cases and they, you know, did their 14 days essentially, and we wish all those Italians, you know, speedy recovery, and that would be it then.
I mean, let's be honest. As I said, we're a tourist destination. We have people coming in the hotel alone. There's 25 nationalities among the guests. It was inevitable, I think, that at some stage there was going to be somebody presenting with this kind of flu virus. And obviously it's in the headlines now because of the way it's spreading. There isn't a vaccine for it, and that needs to be found as quickly as possible, I think. You do have the doctors who are going on air, and they are reassuring us that the mortality rate from this virus is extremely low. I mean, I believe it's much lower than the normal flu virus. But it's the way, the manner of its spread, and the fact that there isn't a vaccine, that is the alarming thing at the moment.
Indeed, yeah.
So, and I think it affects the people that it will affect in a bad way will be those who are already suffering from pre-existing
other
conditions,
things.
Who are elderly. So 99% of the population hopefully have nothing to fear from it.
Yeah, well, keep well yourself and your family. How long are you there?
21. It's coming up to 21 years, Declan.
21, right.
It ages both of us.
Can I ask you, you know, privately, well, I suppose, should I be asking you, what brought you there?
Oh, a combination of things. I had come here a few times, and then I was offered an apartment to buy. The parents of a mutual friend of ours, in fact, I'm not going to name names on air, and I decided to take leave of absence. As you remember, I used to work in RTE, I was in the newsroom. And I took leave of absence, and I came here, and it just felt right. It just felt like somewhere I needed to be. I was 37. I wasn't a spring chicken at all. And I stayed, and I have carved out a life for myself. I have a 14-year-old who keeps me more than on my toes. I've been working for a couple of years for the local town hall, so I've got involved in politics. I'm still very much a journalist. And it's got ups and downs. It's a daily life. It's a grind. But I love it here.
Good
I
stuff.
Love this island and I love living here.
Well, thank you for your time. Continue to enjoy. Let's hope this blows over very soon.
Thank you very much, Declan.
Great
it's been a pleasure to talk to you.
And thank you very much for giving us your time. Thank you. That's Cliona O'Flynn there, a journalist and resident in Tenerife.